It's not as chilly, 50s to near 60.
Are you looking for the best deals on firearms, bows, hunting equipment, ammo, and more? Look no further than the Bowie Outfitters Surplus Inventory Reduction Auction. With over 7,500 lots of items up for grabs, you'll be sure to find exactly what you're looking for. Go to hendersonauctions.com. This huge public auction starts closing October 16th through October 21st, so don't miss your chance to get amazing deals on all these great items. Go to hendersonauctions.com for more information and details. Auction business license number ABC.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into my show, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM, brought to you by Pell Hughes Mailing, direct mails, and printing for all your printing needs. Call Pell Hughes. Call Adam Strauss over there at Pell Hughes. Tell him I sent you. But this show is not, gosh, even though I really am tempted to do election coverage, election result coverage, and I can tell you it's going to eke out a little bit. But what today's going to be more about is after the election. What do we do after the election? What should we do? What can we do? Because everybody gets all hyped up about, you know, getting the right person elected. And we hear the campaign interviews. I had plenty of them. I've had probably well over 100 candidates that I've interviewed in the last few months on the elections. And you hear all the great things. And look, when I say this, I'm not criticizing. You have to excuse me. My allergies are acting up. So, we all get excited about... Oh, wow. Get started talking, and I get to coughing. So, we all get excited about our candidates and getting the right candidate elected and getting the right person in office. And we all get all hyped up that they're going to do the right things. And this person will do the right thing. Again, I am not... You have to excuse me. Sorry about that. This is not a criticism towards any candidate or anybody that's in office, because I've talked to all these people on a personal level, and I like them, love them. Some of them are great and wonderful. But the problem is, all too often, once they get into office, they get swept up by a system, by a, I don't know, more than a system. You know, it's kind of like a habit, if you will. It's a way of doing business. So as a result, we end up going, oh, well, they changed once they got in office. Well, the person really didn't change. The problem is they get sucked up into a system that's been done, things have been done a certain way for a long time, and then they end up just getting into this same pattern or routine, if you will. I'm getting a lot out at once. And for the reason, one, I'm coughing here. I don't know how this happened all of a sudden. But one, because our job is not done. But sadly enough, our job wasn't even done the right way. Less than 40% of people, of registered voters, showed up to vote. Now, we can get all excited. Many people are going to get all excited. Oh, well, my candidate won. The people I wanted to win won. if your guys won, you're good. You're okay how it turned out, whether you voted or not. For the people whose guy didn't win, they're upset about a turnout. They definitely wanted more people to show up to vote. Here's the thing, though. Here's why it's so important that everybody vote. Even if you can kick back, you haven't voted in 20 years, you're registered to vote. But everybody that you would have voted for won. Everybody won. You go, wow, it's great, my guy won. Even though I didn't vote, not me, but other people. That being said, it's so important that you do vote anyway, because if you don't vote, somebody else is going to use your vote. That's right. When you're registered to vote and you don't vote, those are the registrations that can be used by ballot harvesters. Because what happens is when your registration is seen as not being used, and it's public information that you're registered to vote, but you're not voting, then when it comes time for elections, and these ballot harvesters, they look back and say, wow, who hasn't voted in the last 3 elections, 4 elections, 5 elections, whatever the case may be, those are the ones that they can use the registrations for to do the illegal ballot harvesting. And I'll sidestep for 1 second, or on a parallel note, I'll say, I'm getting tired of hearing more and more Republicans say, the Democrats are using the ballot harvesting techniques. We need to do it and just do it better. Well, some ballot harvesting is legal and some is not. Some is illegal and some is not illegal. The ballot harvesting that is legal is churches to be able to say, yeah, we're going to, you know, collect all your absentee ballots or all your mail-in ballots. And then what is illegal is the actual going through of the rolls and filling out as many ballots as you can on a copied mail-in ballot system, okay? I'm really making that oversimplified because it's not where I want to go today. But if you don't vote, opens up the ballot harvesting for your registration. It, too, shows how complacent the general public is. Now, I get a little upset when I hear people on the radio or people say, oh, it's the stupid voters. These voters are stupid. The ignorant voting population, whatever the case may be. And while I can certainly understand where they're trying to go with that, I don't want to criticize the average voter when the fact is a lot of people are not involved for many reasons, but for some reasons that they're just tired of the political climate. They've given up. And you see, that's what the establishment-minded elected officials want you to do. They want you to give up. They want you to say, yeah, my vote doesn't matter. Because what's going to happen one day, and I'm just hypothesizing, the less people that get involved in the system, the less people that vote, the easier it is for government to say, look, you know that voting stuff, gosh, it's so 1776. It really is outdated. You know, we've formed a perfect governmental system that does not require you to have to vote for people. We got it on autopilot. Don't worry about it. I know. It's a far stretch. I get it. But the premise is still there when you realize how few people go vote now. I find it interesting that they're estimating that Election Day would have a 40% turnout. And while it was much less in some areas, it was around 30 to 40%. Some polls I noticed were at like 41%, 42%. Now, it's so important because when the elected officials can look at the complacency of the populace not voting, it almost it sends a signal to the elected officials, hey, this area doesn't care about elections. They don't care about what you're doing. They're not paying attention, which is why they're not going to vote, which means and tells them, wink and a nod, you can kind of do what you want because nobody's paying attention. That is the biggest reason why it's important for you to get out and vote. We're going to talk more about this when we get back here on William Wallace for America.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes Direct Mail and Printing. So where I was going with that, how important it is, and it sounds like common sense, but the problem is with common sense is that it's not common enough to get people to get out and vote. 40%. We can talk about election night results all you want, and believe me, I can do it. But when you don't have people showing up to vote, it's a bigger problem than who gets elected. Complacency. And when you have a complacent electorate, don't tell me for 1 minute that the politicians don't recognize that people aren't involved, aren't engaged. Sure, you'll get the, you know, you'll get about a dozen people that show up at every council meeting, you know, and get seen as being, and some of them get seen as being the whack jobs, kooky people, because, you know, they're always there bringing up the wrong things. And it's not that you have to show up at the council meetings. and look like that, or I'm, of course I was actually taking the time to say there's a couple people that go to the council meetings in Jefferson Parish that get seen as being, you know, the fringe people. You could show up at the council person, council and say nothing. Fill the council room with people. Active, involved citizens, so the council sees, wow, there's more people here that care. But when you don't vote, it's a bigger problem than who gets elected. But one, if everybody voted, you'd have other candidates having a chance, and instead of the establishment always getting reelected and put up, yeah, it's going to happen. If 100% of people turn out to vote, you're still going to get a lot of incumbents, even bad ones, that make their way in. You're still going to get some people that are like, that you might want to get out, still get reelected. But over time, you'll have less of it. Because not only will you have people engaging in the process, making the elected officials aware that the populace is engaged and watching and involved, but you'll have more people getting involved with the elected officials to talk about ideas, talk about solutions, talk about the problems, and you will force elected officials to do just that. Because right now, you know, you get 35% of people turn out. They know, you know, 65% of people just aren't paying attention, aren't involved. And the elected officials can give the standard, well, you know, we had this fund over here, so we redirected it to cut down 500 trees to make another soccer field and for this area over here, and create this overpass that's going to make the divert the traffic. And all these ideas, they'll make sound really wonderful. And some of them are really good ideas. Of course, I pulled out two ideas out of my pocket, my back pocket, that is, that have happened in my area recently that, anyway, it's another story. But when an elected official becomes more of a facilitator than a, how shall we say, a public servant, or the appearance of, it gives you a sign that they really realize that the public's not engaged. And here's what I mean by this. I get tired of hearing how much bragging goes on about getting all this money and this funds. And I get it. And I'm not criticizing any elected official over this. Instead of engaging with more ideas and more solutions. Because when the public has no opinion, or the public's not engaging, and they're not involved, and they're not even voting, the elected officials can do what they want, pretty much. Now, when they do something really bad, that gets noticed. Or when they don't do things, that also gets noticed. But I'm going to tell you, there's some people in that got elected this last time that had some complaints against them that people didn't like about them. But they still got elected. It's not just having 65%, in this case, more people voting that might possibly be able to vote out a bad elected official. It's when you get more people engaged, there's more chatter, there's more talk, there's more publicizing of what's going on. There's more people saying, hey, this elected official got this done. That elected official did not get that done, instead of the slander. Because there's another reason that more people need to vote. When not enough people are voting and there's less turnout, all that mudslinging is magnified in favor of the person who's slinging the mud. Because now what's happening is the mudslinging the conversations about the mudslinging are taking the air out of the room. The conversations about what is being made up or not made up or the trash talk is getting talked about instead of the issues. But when you have more engaged citizens talking about issues, getting involved in the process because they're going to show up to vote, elected officials realize that. They're forced to be more educated on it. And I get it. A lot of these guys love them to death that I know, I'm friends with, talk to them. So I'm not being very specific about anybody. I'm overgeneralizing about not just the area where I live, but our state, our country in general. Because a lot of these guys, you like them on a personal level, but when they realize that the public's not as engaged, they're able to rely on the lack of engagement more than they have to rely on solutions, ideas, and facts. And dealing with a well-informed public that's going to hold their feet to the fire instead of just letting things go by unchecked. And that's my other point about how important it is to vote. It's not just getting people in office and out of office. It's about showing involvement. It's about showing activity. It's about being knowledgeable, because that's the other thing that makes it easier to not vote for so many people. Voting actually requires, very often, for some, more time to learn the issues or about the candidate. And for somebody to take up the mental space and go, oh, wait, I gotta stop and think about who I'm going to vote for. For many people, they're already tired of politics. They're already tired of the trash. They're already tired of what's going on. They're being taxed today out. Oh, wait, you mean we can possibly vote for people that are going to help us lower taxes? When we get back from the break in a little bit, I'll talk about some more about where the tax dollars are going. And that's a whole other subject, because when you don't vote, elected officials realize that not only are you not paying attention to what they're doing, not only are you not paying attention to the issues, you're not paying attention to where the money's going. But you got a splash park. You got some pretty bushes and a neighborhood sign by your street. And you got a new set of swings. You got your new soccer field. But hey, how about just like maybe taxing me a little less and let me have some of my money back? Because I don't care about a splash park. Oh, sure, it's great for the community. I get it. But it'll be popular for about a day. And then in 4 weeks, I'm exaggerating the time frames, it'll be full of weeds. Because that's what happens with some of these projects. You can see them all over the place. And we're going to talk about this when we get back from the break here on William Wallace for America.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products. And you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A key for Jeff Landry's winning the 2023 governor's race was a number of black voters who voted for him. Jeff Palermo has the story.
When you look at precincts with 70% or more black voters, Landry got 12% of the black vote, a high number for a conservative Republican.
The 12% to me was of the fact that he ran a very focused campaign on crime.
That's pollster John Cuvion, who says the black Democrat in the race, Sean Wilson, didn't energize his base.
Sean Wilson, in my opinion, ran too much of a cerebral campaign to effectively connect with voters.
In his concession speech, Wilson said he had no regrets. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Remember that data breach at the Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicles? The OMV is encouraging those affected by the MOVEit data breach to protect their identity, and they're offering a complimentary LifeLock standard plan as long as you sign up before October 31st. Other recommended steps include freezing your credit, changing all your passwords, reporting suspicious activity, and monitoring any government benefits you may receive. LRN.
If your power goes out, remain calm.
Power up with Power Multiplier games from the lottery.
Can you feel it?
With Power Up Multiplier, you can multiply your winnings. Win cash instantly with Power Spots.
Feel the power. Can you feel it? Multiply your power. Power.
Play all five games. Win up to $500,000. Feel the power and play Power Multiplier games today.
Can you feel it? Feel it. Feel it.
Feel the power.
Top prize, $500,000.
Can you feel it? Multiply your power. Power.
Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, October 21st and 22nd, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, October 21st and 22nd, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes. direct mail and printing for all your printing needs. Call Adam Strasser there. Tell him William Wallace sent you. All right, we're going to bring on Matthew. And how are you doing, Matthew? Matthew, you got to turn down to change your speaker there for us like we normally do, all right?
All right, well, hold on just a second.
All right.
Expand this window.
There you go. Got to hurry up there for us. There we go.
So, yeah, another one I hear, and Dan Bongino says this a lot, people voted for this. I'm looking at the turnout in these races. I mean, no, they didn't. They didn't vote at all.
Well, sometimes I think a lack of vote is voting for something, because when you don't do something, you're in essence voting for the opposite.
Right. But so then the question then becomes the why. Could it be that people are just convinced that it's rigged and there's no point anyway?
Some people, I mean, that's exactly why many people I've heard don't vote. I've heard many people say that. They're like, well, my vote doesn't matter. It's all rigged anyway. So.
Yeah. And.
But there's, I think there's a, there is a, call it a break even point, call it a point of diminishing returns, where I think that the lack of it, the involvement, drops, or a vote of when people, how should I say this? The lack of involvement in our elections falls below a certain point. That's where elected officials can realize, yeah, they're not paying attention now. We can kind of get away with what we need to get away with, do what we want to do. Of course, they'll all in the back of their heads go, you know, that, you know, this is going to affect me at the next election. But ultimately, some of them kind of go, yeah, they're not paying attention. What do you think about that, Matthew?
Well, I think the not paying attention thing is important, too. Because most of the people I talked to were trying to work for Mike Segura, they had no idea that Stinky Stagney wouldn't show up for the override session. They had no idea that he voted to bust the spending caps. They had no idea that he had no problem with genital mutilation surgeries, because it wasn't covered by the nice people on television.
And that's yet another reason, like I said earlier, that it's why it's so important to be out and voting, because when you vote, you have a tendency to spend a little bit more time getting to know the issues. Not all the time. I'm not saying that's 100%. It actually might be a lot less than that.
If they listen to talk radio, they're probably listening to the big stick over there on 870 talk about sports ball or national politics. Local politics is covered by Ringside and you, Paul Hurd, and, you know, every now and then they'll get covered on Liberty or Lockdown or the local shows and Chris Garrick show here on WGSO, but they tune in to listen to WGSO because I told them it's a great place for local information about politics, and what do they hear? Chemtrails.
Well, who's talking about chemtrails?
It never fails. When I get a new listener to talk to listen to WGSO, they tell me all they heard about was chemtrails.
See, and that's yet another problem there, that is that the narratives get so blown out of proportion. It's not just the narratives that the Democrats are driving home. It's also the narratives that the Republicans keep repeating. Whether you agree, disagree, whether I agree or disagree, I myself am tired of hearing about masks, chemtrails, the vaccine. I'm even tired about hearing about all that. And I'm just as much against it as everybody else on some of those issues. But the reality is, when you talk about it ad nauseum over and over again and you don't bring up anything new and different, it shuts a lot of people out. What's that?
You sound like a kook.
Right. You sound like a kook. Now, do I have an opinion on them? Absolutely. But again, people don't want to hear that, which is why when you listen to my show, I do my absolute best to not talk about the usual narrative-driven stuff. I try to talk about things in a different way because I want everybody to be a little bit more informed, think a little bit differently, think out of, I want to teach people to think out of the box. I want them to wake up and say,
the thing is, the people who think about chemtrails think they are thinking out of the box. They think that you're part of the problem because you won't talk about chemtrails. I'm like, the near as I can figure, it's not happening the way you think it is.
And like we said to the point you're making there, Matthew, is it becomes a distraction instead of say, hey, look, this is something to look at later. What can we all find that we can talk about to get more people involved? What can we do to make more people realize, look, it's as simple as getting out and vote. It's as simple as being informed. It's as simple as getting more people involved in the process. I mean, look, if all anybody ever did was go vote and bring a friend to vote, we would get so many more people involved in the issues, because what happens is most of the time when somebody goes to vote, they at least read what's on the ballot. They at least mentally ask questions. Well, who's this person? Well, I've never heard of that person. They at least pay attention. The seed gets planted. So when they go home to Facebook or they see an ad, they go, oh, and they make the connection.
The problem with the bring a friend to vote is my best friend, who I don't work with, isn't registered to vote. And most of the guys I work with, we're in the oil industry. They're not registered to vote. I'm like, oh, my God, we got to work on this. So I got to figure out exactly what do I say to them to get them registered. But listen, you can go ahead and tell me that, because I'm going to have to hang up now. I'm on the 310, and I've been on the phone and needing five hands.
All right, Matthew, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. So there you go. Yet another reason to get out and vote and motivate other people to vote, because when they're not even registered to vote, that's even worse, because you look at the statistics and say, oh, there's X number of people in our state and only this many of voting age are this percentage of voting age, and yet it's another sign of complacency. It's another sign to the elected officials, because here's the I hate to keep repeating myself, but yet another reason to vote. When people running for office can look on the voter registration and say, oh, we've got, 60% of our population, 75% of our population is actually registered to vote. Okay, whatever it is of people that aren't registered, they not only know that they don't have to worry about even appealing to them or what they have to say because they're not even going to vote for them or not. Then when they're running for office, they can target their marketing to only people that are registered to vote. And even more precisely, they can target people who are only voting X number of times. That right there tells you how it can help determine who you're going to get in office. So, for instance, if let's say they look at the statistics, and I'm generalizing, I'm kind of making this up, but there's a lot of facts here. They go, you know what? We find that in this presidential cycle, 50% of people are going to vote, and the last little time this happened, 80% of Republicans showed up. They can go through the voting records and target mail advertising, that is, target their marketing towards Republican voters of certain ages and who voted a certain number of times in the last bunch of elections, which is going to get you the same results that you've been getting, because you're going to motivate that population. Whether it's white, black, Hispanic, Mexican, whatever, I mean, it's the same thing. It's about marketing. If you really want your voice to be heard and you want accurate voting or accurate results of what the population truly wants, You've got to support getting more people registered, more people to show up, more people involved. We got Captain Black on. Let me, Captain Black, how are you doing today?
William Wallace for president.
Thank you, my friend. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing and fantastic.
Hey, you're absolutely spot on. I voted Saturday, one of the few, relatively speaking, who did. And a lot of people really don't see a connection between what you see on TV or on your phone and their day-to-day lives. And they vote, as you wisely noted, by not voting.
Because by not voting, they actually are having elected what they didn't want.
Absolutely.
And what do you think about a point that if only a certain number of people are voting, or that because they can classify who's voting and they know, okay, this person voted in the last three elections, and they can tell, demographically speaking, the probability of colors, sexes, races, whatever the case may be, now only those people are getting the marketing that's needed to motivate them to get elected, to vote, to go vote, which is yet another reason why we keep getting the same type of people in office. Captain, I got to let you answer that question after the break. Hang on to after the break, Captain. We'll chat after the break, all right? Captain, we'll be right back. You're on WGSO.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only,
October 21st and 22nd,
at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
October 21st and 22nd,
at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
All right, we are back, and we got Captain Black on the line. Captain, how are you doing there again?
I am doing fine, and to answer your question from last segment, it's called micro-targeting.
It's called what?
Micro-targeting.
Exactly. You see that, that when they can pull the who voted in the last bunch of elections, because it's public record, they can target exactly who they want, and they can even, in some cases, the establishment does, create or find, you know, a candidate that meets those needs, which is not helping or benefiting the people who live in those areas.
No, because I have seen too many true believers in both parties, great people, who have given their communities, throw their hat in the ring, and what happens? They get beaten by an establishment candidate who, if you gave him or her $1 million, would not be confused with having a political philosophy nor any grasp on any of the issues. What he does have a grasp on, in too many cases, are the donors and the elected officials who decided to back him because he has the favor of the establishment. If we don't change that, we will not change our political reality.
And yet another reason that you just now alluded to, that it's more important to get more people out to vote, which is the donors. Because absolutely, when right now it's in unequal proportions, when you've got, you know, in this case, 30 to 40% of the electorate turning out to vote, but every candidate is backed by donors.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is you've got 100% of the candidates backed by a bunch of donors, and you got a small electorate that turns out, it means that the donors got to have more say than the voters did.
Absolutely.
So yet another reason to get more people to motivated, because when you got more people involved, it's not that the donors are going to go away. It's that now more voting people have more of a say and more power, or as much power as the donors do. And in some ways, it's be harder for donors or even the candidate to be able to overcome that tidal wave of information that they're trying to force on the people. So when a donor backing a candidate is forcing that information, whether it's mudslinging or factual information, onto the people, and it's a small percentage of people that are voting, they're overwhelmed. But when it's a lot of people, now you've got to adjust your marketing to appeal to more people and be able to actually learn what a bigger populace of voting or bigger voting block, if you will, has, or how they have to be motivated to get to the polls.
And you know, I've always said this, our politicians should compete not in an ideological echo chamber, but in broad and diverse districts and constituencies where one size doesn't fit all, where you actually have to fight and compete and win people to your side, which of course is too boring. So draw districts so that the establishment can reelect itself on both sides of the aisle, and you don't have to worry about the hard work of actually presenting yourself to voters, having to convince them of your worthiness. Heaven forbid we have that.
So tell me, I have a unique question for you that you've kind of came to my mind while you were talking there. Do you think that if we had more people participating in elections, more people using their registrations to vote, higher voting turnouts, you know, where your turnout for elections is above 75-80%, do you think in that scenario we would have less opportunity for gerrymandering or the results of gerrymandering? Ooh, that's a
new... Don't say that word, William, because that is how white Republicans and black Democrats secretly practice bipartisanship. They create districts that only guarantee one thing, their reelection, and not representation for their constituencies. So, yes.
Great point.
More voting, more competition, less chance for people to create these little kingdoms for themselves and their particular political group.
Because all too often that happens in gerrymandering on both sides of the political aisle, Captain. When you've got a Democrat district that has one Democrat who's made it a fiefdom and they're in there forever, they're not really there to have to serve the people. They're there just to keep on getting reelected.
And conversely, you have Republicans who, if, for instance, they were running against somebody like you, and if somebody asked, well, hey, what's your political philosophy? He'd look like a deer in the headlights. Because he's like, hey, the donors who recruited me didn't tell me I actually had to know anything.
Which, again, like we said a minute ago,
yep.
When more people are involved, the less say donors will have. So when people go, oh, well, they're backed by this company, this big group, that big group. Well, guess what? If more people are involved, they wouldn't have as much say.
Bingo.
Captain, anything that you could point out that happened on Saturday in the turnouts that you think?
Well, very low. I was number 21, and lady next to me was number 22, and it was before 1 p.m. So, you know, polls open at 7, close at 7. And they told me, the poll workers told me it was very slow. But what we saw, particularly in the governor's race, the statewide Democrats spent $27,000 for GOTV. Republicans spent about $1 million. Republicans, as you know, were actively engaging their base to get out there, and they had a candidate who was connected to the leading figure in the Republican Party. Conversely, National Democrats left this guy floundering, did not attempt to help in any type of voter motivation and turnout, and the results tell the tale. In addition to the fact that it could be argued, like the editor of the Hayride said, that black people had two turns of John Bel Edwards, and all we've seen, and you know, I've seen it firsthand, and he saw it from a distance, more crime, less jobs, fewer opportunities to start and or maintain businesses. Not quite the formula that gets people happy to get out and vote.
Great comment. But to your point, Captain, if we had more of our electorate involved, Sean Wilson might have had a better chance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, a larger turnout, and we would have been facing a runoff. You know, you and I would be discussing, well, who do you think is going to win the runoff? But that's not the case.
Nope, we would not be, because I made a vow at the beginning of the show to not really discuss election results as any result kind of show, but as over generalizing like we have been. Captain, we got about a minute left. Any final words on the election?
Well, here's something that's election related. We had an elected official, our DA, and his 78-year-old mother carjacked at gunpoint last night. Political policies do have consequences, and I'm not trying to diminish the very frightening encounter that they both had, but it's likely that the suspect was somebody who probably has been undercharged and underprosecuted throughout the course of his violent career.
By the same guy who created the policies. That's interesting, Captain. Well, Captain, we got to roll. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I'll be in touch with you soon. Everybody else, thank you for tuning in to William Wallace for America, brought to you by Pell Hughes, Direct Mail and Printing. Find me on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and on all podcast apps at William Wallace for America.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner, and their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.